Not necessarily how the vice president's doing. How is President Bush doing? He's off to an outstanding start. I'm part of that team. George Bush has had not only a good year, but I'm convinced he will go down in history as a great president, and I'm delighted to be part of it.
But there is, as you must admit, a fascination with Dan Quayle and what he's all about and what he does with his day. So to put the question to you again, what would you share with the curious for what you consider to be the most important achievement or accomplishment or thing that you've done since you've been on this job?
I've done a number of things for President Bush. One, I have helped him out in advancing his agenda on Capitol Hill. Two, I've taken a number of foreign trips, being his ambassador, so to speak, or his personal representative, meeting with heads of state around the world. I've done a lot of political activities. We've raised a ton of money for the state parties, for individual candidates. I've been very active on the Space Council, which I chair for the president. I've also been very involved with the Competitiveness Council, which is another presidential council that I chair. The problem I have is trying to budget one's time. We have a number of responsibilities, and we have hopefully discharged them well.
You have a particular love in all of this?
I love public service. I'm in this because I enjoy serving people, working with people. I'm a people-oriented person.
What of the issues? Is there one that really lights your fire?
There are a couple. Certainly the national security issues are important. But the one I want to focus on more next year will be the space and competitiveness, especially in the area of how we can work with our workforce and developing it more into science and technology, looking at the education and how we can help our people become more productive. In other words, give it a more of a people orientation than we have done in the past.
Do you see diplomacy emerging as this vice president's particular bailiwick, one thing that you will be remembered for or that will be identified to you?
Well, this vice president will be involved in diplomacy where I can best serve the president. The president has selected me to take this trip to Latin America to consult with the Latin American leaders to find out where we go from here. Many people have said that this is going to be a mission of fence mending. It is not going to be a mission of fence mending. There are no fences to be mended, because what happened in Panama was the liberation of the Panamanian people. We now have democracy in Panama. We want to see democracy in the Western Hemisphere, as we are seeing democracy spread in Eastern Europe. Therefore, my mission will be from a consultation basis and also an ideological framework in advancing the cause of peace, freedom, and democracy.
Polls continue to show that Americans have very soft, weak confidence in you and continue to be the unfortunate butt of many jokes on late-night television. How do you feel about all of this? Does it anger you or frustrate you or depress you that despite your best efforts, it still seems to be an uphill climb for you?
I don't have any anger. I suppose the pain and hurt doesn't come to me personally. It certainly goes with members of my family and those that are close to me that feel that much of this is unjustified and unfair. But I'm a person that looks forward. I have a positive, optimistic viewpoint on life. As far as the jokes and the ridicule and things of that sort, a lot of it, Frank, as you know, goes with the territory. The office of vice president attracts a lot of that. Perhaps we have added a bit to it, but it goes with the territory.